This is VOA News via remote. I'm Lisa Melton.
Voting was poised to start in presidential and legislative elections in the Central African Republic on Sunday. It's a key test for a troubled nation. Thousands of people have died since a civil war erupted in 2013, and more than a quarter of the population of 4.9 million people have fled their homes. Of these, 675,000 are refugees in neighboring countries and cannot vote in the election. While the level of violence has gone down in the past few years, violence remains chronic in the Central African Republic. Militia groups control more than two-thirds of the territory. Observers fear voter intimidation could affect turnout. On Tuesday, the CAR's fourth-largest town, Bambari, was overrun by an armed group called Unity for Peace in Central Africa. Security forces backed by UN peacekeepers regained control the following day. 16 candidates are vying for the presidency. The main rival to incumbent President Faustin Archange Touadéra is Anassé Georges Doligele, an economist and former prime minister. If there's no overall majority in the first round of voting, a runoff will be held February 14th. Around 1,500 candidates are contesting the 140 seats in the National Assembly, but many have been unable to campaign because of the country's instability. Niger votes in an election on Sunday that's expected to lead to the first transfer of power between two democratically elected presidents and a country reeling from Islamist violence. Former Interior Minister Mohamed Bazoum, the ruling party's candidate, is the overwhelming favorite to succeed President Mahamadou Issoufou, who is stepping down after 2 5-year terms leading the largely desert country. From Washington, this is VOA News.